This is 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Beth Timms is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. She's on ready to relive the thrill of actually speaking to a musical legend.
Sir Paul is coming to Nashville in October. Thanks to a Mother's Day gift, I'll be there. The last conversation I had with Paul was brief. I yelled, "Paul!" He turned his head, nodded, and made a sound like "lo," which I thought meant hello in a Liverpool sort of way. I was 20 and crossing a busy street in Chicago when I had a vision. Surely that parade of long-haired guys rushing into a luxury hotel couldn't be the Beatles. Surely those bodyguards, burly types who blocked the way for any curious onlookers, wouldn't stop me from getting a bit closer. But they did. The parade moved on, leaving me and the other star-struck fans on the sidewalk. Had we just seen the most popular band on the planet, or was it an illusion? Someone suggested that we saw the decoy band while the real Beatles were in a yellow submarine in Lake Michigan, waiting to come out when the crowd was gone. But we dismissed the idea. "He's a nowhere man," one fan said. "He doesn't know what he's talking about." And so we went home, and we told our parents that we'd seen the Beatles, and we grew up and told our children that we'd seen them too. Now I can tell my grandchildren that I saw the Beatles, and my guess is they'll smile and ask, "Who?" And that's a good question. They were a boy band. They were genius lyricists and musicians. They were so daring. Their hair reached their collars. They were smart-mouthed and glib-tongued. But they could charm listeners of all ages, even our parents. Everybody has Beatles memories. It seems like yesterday when I heard that iconic song, but it was long ago in Nashville when Vanderbilt played Alabama and my friends and I drove home, those sweet notes floating out of the car radio. We didn't have much in the way of troubles yet, but we understood that one day we would, and we'd long for yesterday, just like Paul said. My daughter's first movie was Yellow Submarine, and she was afraid of the blue meanies for about 5 minutes until the movie's happy ending, when we all left the theater singing, "Love is all you need." Love, as usual, conquered all. The Beatles followed my generation through college and into adult life, and now, though Sir Paul is older than I am, he's still out there, and good for him. I don't think he'll notice me, but if I catch his eye in the sea of thousands at the concert, I'll wave and say, "Lo," and maybe he'll remember the day he wowed a young fan from Alabama when he saw her standing there.
Beth Timms, whose newly published collection of commentaries is called Consider This. You can hear the Writer's Corner every weekday at 9:30 during Morning Blend, and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, or find us at WLRH.org. Yeah.